It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's a lot of tech news out there about gadgets and software, but not many people look deeply and directly at the big question. Is technology making humanity better or worse? New York Times and Wired magazine contributor Clive Thompson has a new book called Smarter Than You Think: How Technology is Changing Our Minds for the Better. Thompson's book starts with the story of how chess champion Garry Kasparov turned his defeat to an IBM computer into a new strategy for winning.
So what Kasparov did, he was really smart. He said, okay, let's play chess with a human and a computer versus a human and a computer, right? So now the human can use the computer to war game interesting if-then experiments and play at a higher level. And that's exactly what happened. They began playing chess more creatively with crazier moves that no one had ever seen in the history of chess.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. Yeah, precisely. Yeah. This is the lesson that animates my book. Humans are amazing at a particular type of thinking. Computers are good at this very brute force connection making. You put the two together and you get some remarkable thought.
Tell me about this idea of pluralistic ignorance.
Sure. Pluralistic ignorance is a sociological concept that basically says a lot of social ills persist because we're not aware of what our fellow citizens think about something. So the great thing about the internet is that it is in many ways primarily a place where we go to talk about what's on our minds, what annoys us, what cheers us. And that can have some fantastic effects in breaking down this ignorance that keeps many social ills in place.
If you have to give one example that can really serve as your challenge to somebody who is distrustful of the large arc of technological history, what is that example?
Sure, sure. There was a blogger, Ori Okolo, Kenyan blogger, and when she saw the Kenyan election explode in violence in 2007, she said, God, it would be great if there was a mapping tool that let people contribute data to a map and crowdsource where things are happening in a crisis. Within 24, 48 hours, several programmers contacted her and they put that tool together, and it has gone on to save lives in crises around the world. So what I try and point people towards is the examples where when someone was thinking in public, amazing things happened. And if they had just been quietly in a room thinking by themselves, the wonderful thing wouldn't have happened.
Clive Thompson is the author of the new book, Smarter Than You Think: How Technology is Changing Our Minds for the Better. Clive, thank you.
Thanks so much. Enjoyed being here.
There's a much longer version of our conversation at marketplacetech.org. And before we go, is the new iOS 7 design making users dizzy? People have started describing symptoms of motion sickness after using Apple's new mobile operating system and switching between apps. Hey, remember guys, you can always stop looking at the screen. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.